Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, CAF Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning, everybody. We are early, just a couple minutes early this morning. Thank you for getting up with us. It's a beautiful Sunday morning here in Detroit. We've got the Sunday morning team. My name is Michael Van Tool. Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst, is on the line. Good morning, Henrietta. How are you? All right, and we'll see if Kimberly Batchelor Davis is on the line. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday Morning Show team.
Great. And Christy Laster, Andrews, Evangelist, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning to the Sunday Morning team. Good morning to our listening audience. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Great. We are all here. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by Community Highlights, with missionary Hattie Humphrey. I call her Detroit Spiritual Ambassador. And, of course, the Law Office of the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. Combined Insurance and agent owner, Anderson, and the conference and bank, Detroit-Dearborn border. Well, we've got a lot going on this morning. I just want to just mention that Trevis Colvin, she is, I'm sure she's up listening, but not able to dial in this morning. But thanks, Trevis, for getting up and listening to the show. So, and I know Missionary Humphrey is usually up this time also. I've been up listening to our broadcast version earlier this morning. We added some extra time because of the election coming up on Tuesday. So we added a few extra minutes at the end of the broadcast. We made some adjustments this morning and added some more time at the end of the show just for some open comments about the election on Tuesday. It's going to be a busy week, and I'm sure that it feels like the holidays have started already. I'm starting to feel that same rush already that normally comes around Thanksgiving. I think it's here on November 1st already, and it is November 1st this morning.
Yes, it is.
We've got news and weather coming up. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got the latest in news. Unfortunately, we did hear over the last day that Bishop Rance Allen, gospel legend, passed. We're going to be talking about that shortly, too, and also get some comments from Evangelist Christy Laster. He was a friend to the Laster family. We'll be right back after these messages.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532.
Hello, Detroit. This is Janice Winfrey, your city clerk. And as we approach the November 3rd presidential election, many of you are choosing to vote by absentee ballot. If you have not yet voted, please do not wait. Visit any one of our 23 vote centers that are open 7 days a week and cast your absentee ballot in person. If you have your ballot, do not mail it. Drop it off at one of our 30 drop boxes to ensure that it's received. For those who prefer to vote on Election Day, all of our precincts will be open. Be smart, be safe, and vote like your life depends on it, because it does.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that all right, thanks for getting up with us this morning. In the news this morning, the first James Bond, Sir Sean Connery, died yesterday at 90 years old. He starred in 7 James Bond movies. It's one of the most profitable franchises in world history, in movie history. 50-year-old Dwight Turner has completed 2 surgeries while recovering from a leopard attack in August. Dwight Turner paid $150 to a property owner for a full experience with black leopard. Dwight Turner wanted to play with the large cat, rub its belly, and take pictures. After entering the leopard's cage, Turner sat on a bench, and the leopard growled and attacked him, biting Mr. Turner on the head and ear. He is recovering after his second surgery. His scalp had to be put back together and his ear was torn in half. England will enter a second national lockdown this week after hitting 1 million coronavirus cases. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced the second lockdown this year after a dramatic increase in new cases. Medical experts warned if England didn't issue a stay-in-place order now, hospitals would be overrun soon. Experts believe the U.S. is 2 to 3 weeks behind England, and our numbers will dramatically rise before Thanksgiving. Gospel music legend Rance Allen died yesterday at the age of 71. Bishop Rance Allen was born in Monroe, Michigan, and moved to Ohio in 1989. He was pastor of New Bethel Church in Toledo. Rance Allen performed for President Barack Obama, was nominated for 5 Grammy Awards, and was known as the famed leader of the Rance Allen Group, charting classics like Miracle Worker, You That I Trust, and Something About the Name Jesus. In a note from the head of the Church of God in Christ, it reads, God has summoned his servant to eternal rest. On that note, I wanted to ask Sister Christy Laster for some remarks and commentaries, since you and your family were very close to Bishop Rance Allen.
That's right. Good morning, Michael Van Tool. My father, Bishop Charles M. Laster, is a dear friend of Bishop Rance Allen and the family. And I tell you, we're at a loss for words right now during this process. And we are definitely keeping Sister Allen in our prayers. And then the New Bountiful Blessings, Church of God in Christ, we're definitely keeping them in our prayers. and keeping in touch with them as they plan to have a private ceremony. Rance Allen is, in fact, a legend. He has been coming to our church every year for over 25 years. Every church anniversary, he would come and sing for us and minister and just pour out of his soul. And he is going to be greatly missed. You know, anyone that would have him to come and minister, knows that at the end of his message, the altar became holy ground. He would call everyone up to have a praise party at the altar, and the altar became holy ground. So now he is rejoicing with the angels on holy ground. Being a pastor and still traveling around the world, he has so many collaborations with so many great artists. He's known as the father of contemporary gospel. And his music, his ministry, his legend will live on forever in our hearts.
Yes, Christy, and I was there for one of the last, maybe, I don't know, was that the last time he was at Greater Pentecostal when me and Missionary were there? And, of course, Missionary Humphrey and Bishop Rance Allen were very good friends also, and that's how, of course, how I met him. But was he there after that, or was that the last time he was there at Greater Pentecostal?
He was there in 2017. He sang at my mother's funeral, and since then he's been at the church one time to minister. So that may have been the last time.
Yeah, I think so. I got a chance to see him twice over the past 2 years, but his songs are so memorable. And as soon as you hear, you know, when you read the title of the song, you can hear the song. You hear it in your mind. When I was researching it yesterday, when I saw the story, I could hum the song, hear the melody when I read the titles of those songs. Those were songs that I knew before I knew him. I knew the song. I didn't know him, but I knew the song. What a great, great ministry, singing ministry, Rance Allen, Bishop Rance Allen, at 71 years old, a true legend. And I'm sure we're going to be talking about this again on Community Highlights next Sunday with Missionary Hattie Humphrey, because this was... He was one of her good friends, too, and we'll definitely we'll see if we can get some music, too, set up for Community Highlights. But what a legend, absolutely. And, of course, we had some Missionary and I went to the memorial service for David Prentice. David Prentice was one of our... supporter. Actually, his dad, Glenn Prentice, was a major supporter of the birthday banquet. They owned insurance companies. And Christy, if you can recall, Glenn wrote a check last year to pay for, the year before last, for $3,000 and just contributed it to the birthday banquet celebration. That's who the family was. That's who David was. That's his father, Glenn. It was a great family. It was, we went to the Catholic memorial at Our Lady of the Little Flower in Royal Oak this past week. So we're saddened by the loss of these individuals. All right, Henrietta, what's the weather like today? Looks good. I heard some rain early this morning.
You know, well, the weather today, Michael, is going to be high of 46 degrees. Tomorrow weather will be a high of 48 degrees. Tuesday, we get a little bit of a warm-up with a high of 54 degrees. And Wednesday, even more of a little bit of a warm-up with a high of 62. Thursday, 63, and the rest of the week will be actually in the upper 60s. So we're going to have a bit of a warm-up, and it's going to be sunny. Chances of rain is rare for the rest of the week, but today we do get like a slight chance of some thunderstorms. I think like a 10% chance of rain today.
Great. And we just had to make some adjustments when we were coming on the air this morning because of the switch in the time zone. We got an extra hour. I don't know if any of you guys
noticed. I felt that extra sleep was good.
We got an extra hour this morning. I had to make some adjustments on setting up the show, and then I added some more time at the end of the show just to kind of go over for those of you who have enough time to stay on past 10 o'clock. We've got some extra time to talk about the election coming up.
Let
I do
make
have
a correction,
some
Michael. What that rain is going to be? I'm looking at another day, but it's a 40% chance of rain today. So I didn't want people to be caught off guard when I say the 10%, and they look up and say, "Wait, she said 10%. It's raining. You know."
So it still may rain again today?
Yeah, it's going to be a 40% chance of rain today.
Okay. All right. Well, it looks good right now, that's for sure. A little sun coming out. Yeah. All right. Let's go around. We've got an interview with Estelle Humphrey coming up in a few minutes. But before we do that, I did want to go through our Sunday morning team, starting off with Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly, and what do you have to add to the news this morning?
Good morning, everyone. So this morning I have another feel-good story for you. There is a fifth grader who is racing to get 100,000 meals to people in need before Thanksgiving. You know how we keep talking about how kindness is very important, and our children around the world are showing us that. This young man has a small but mighty public champion. He's on a mission. His goal is donating 100,000 meals to those in need by Thanksgiving. I'm asking everyone to join me in a race to kindness, Gene told CNN. This has been a rough year for everybody, and now it's more important than ever to show support and love to anyone who needs it. Right now, people living everywhere from Tulsa, Oklahoma to Dallas, Texas can go to a drop-off point and donate a packed meal containing a bottle of water, a piece of fruit, a tuna pouch or applesauce cup, a granola bar, and, of course, a positive message. The food drive isn't Gene's first philanthropic venture. Last summer, he took first place in the Think Kindness National Speech Contest. The question he noted in his winning entry is, how can kindness change a nation? The Chisholm Ridge Elementary Schooler's answer spoke to a simple human truth that struck a sympathetic chord in the hearts of judges. The difficult situations impacting our world has shown us that kindness is more important now than ever before, he said. We've heard about families hurting from this pandemic, the community suffering injustice, and the people being over virtual learning. We could really use a big hug right now, and that's just it. Kindness is like spreading hugs around the world to those who need it and those who might not even know they need it. The act could be something small, but in the end, make a big difference to the person receiving it. Gene has won a $500 first prize award to organize a follow-up project in the Race to 500 toy drive. So he's done a toy drive before, and now he's actually doing a food drive. And this is in Texas, where everything, of course, is bigger. And he is racing to he's collected over 4,000 meals, and he's trying to get to 100,000. So I think this is something that is wonderful and shows people that we truly can be kind to one another in this climate of unrest and political not being civil towards each other. We could really all take a cue from this young man and learn a great lesson in being kind to one another.
That's great.
Absolutely.
I'm always
That's
amazed
beautiful.
At how some little kids are able to do so much. But I think that's because they probably go into things without any fear at all. They don't have time for fear. You know, we think about all the different things. We have all the different worries that we have. kids just, okay, I'm going to do this. And that's what they do every day. They get up and they do it. They seem to be so successful in those type of things when they want to help people. I hear stories like that occasionally. And that's a good, thank you, Kim, for that feel good
story.
You're
welcome.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
All right. Henrietta, what's going on in the news today?
Well, Michael, you know, we have 2 days before the election, and we're already running into ambush caravans and threats on people's lives in regards to this upcoming election. As we know, yesterday in the news, there was a Trump caravan that was blocking in the Biden bus en route to a rally, and I believe it was Florida. And it just goes to show to the how important this race is. 3 days to the election, we have Biden had to pull out of that rally due to those threats and that ambush. Also, the FBI is investigating free ballot boxes in New York being set on fire. They are investigating people dropping Molotov cocktails into ballot boxes. And then we also have an update where the Supreme Court has ruled that Texas cannot have one ballot box per county. Now, can you imagine having one ballot box per county in a state as large as Texas? Voter suppression.
Unbelievable.
So the Supreme Court ruled that down and stated that they cannot do that, that they have to put ballot boxes to make them sufficient so people can be able to get their votes cast. There's just a lot of different little things going on, but just to remind everyone, these are the shenanigans that are going on behalf of the Trump administration and supporters of this president, and we have to be very diligent in making sure that we understand that when we're voting, we're not voting on what a person did in their past, but what a person is doing in our present. And this is the message I speak to all of the younger people who are voting when I engage them daily during this election, that we're not voting based on what Biden did or didn't do when he was in office the years he's been in, but what his fixes are right now and what we're experiencing right now with this current administration. So when you compare those facts together, we have to look at it and say, who is the better candidate? And right now, Biden is the better candidate, taking a lead in almost six states, a 3-7 point lead in this election. But I tell people, don't get comfortable. This is a race, and we have to keep running until we get to the finish line.
That's right.
That's right. I'm hoping and praying that these polls are accurate, and that I really pray that there's a landslide, to be honest, on Tuesday.
Absolutely.
For Biden, a landslide, because that will send a clear message to everybody, to the country, to Washington, to Trump, but to the rest of the world.
Absolutely.
That there are some sensible people in this country right now. And as I was saying on the program this morning, that I can't believe, and you guys have heard me say it before, that with all the smart university presidents, and we've got some of the best universities in the world here in the United States, the presidents of these universities, the CEOs of these big companies, what do they think about the way Donald Trump is running this country? Because they don't run their institutions like this, and they would have fired somebody like Donald Trump a long time ago.
Absolutely.
For all sorts of corruption, you know, and just poor leadership. They wouldn't tolerate this in their own organizations.
Not at all. Anybody who understands that when you're running a business, if you look at your top people, and if they're, again, like you stated, if they're not performing, they don't stay on their job. This president is the president of the United States. He's the top. He's the, one of the most powerful men on the planet. And to sit back and see all of this that he has erupted with this country and the enemies and the allies and everybody standing back with their basically with you know in fear and just in disbelief of the actions of this administration. Like we have North Carolina deputies doing pepper spray. What does that remind you of when you see that video of these people, families, mothers, fathers, children, walking to the polls, demonstrating their right to be able to freely walk to the polls. If they want to pause and take a knee and pray, they have a right to do that. But to be immersed with pepper spray, it just took me back to those images. And I had to compare those images. When I thought about that, I got up this morning, I made a post because it was on my heart. Like, are we really back in the 50s and 60s? Like, is this what we are going to have to deal with up until November 3rd? And what are we going to have to deal with after the election if Trump don't get back in? It's so much fear and anxiety and standing back and waiting to see what's going to happen. I've never experienced this in even when Barack Obama ran. It wasn't this. It was you can feel the tension, but it wasn't like this. It was contained. People, you know, kept it to themselves. They said what they had to say.
We felt excitement in the air. This time we're feeling tension. We felt excitement back then.
Exactly.
This time it's fear and tension that we're dealing
with.
So it is different. I heard you earlier, Henrietta, about intimidating the Biden caravan when the MAGA people pulled up and basically surrounded the Biden caravan. See, that's what's going on now. They have crossed the line by intimidating the governor of Michigan by coming into the Capitol with submachine guns. By surrounding the Biden country, they're taking it to another level. They have been taking things to another level over the past 4 years. Just imagine if it was the other way around, how serious they would be taking this influence, foreign influence in our elections. Because what if a country decided that they were going to disrupt and cause and, you know, to put their efforts at dismantling and removing Donald Trump from office. So they would take it seriously. All of a sudden, influence is terrible. And we can't.
But like you said, Michael, what if these tactics and antics were happening under the Biden campaign right now? I mean, it would blow up in our faces. The Democratic Party would have been done if Biden tried anything,
you
know, ambushing the Trump campaign or ambushing a rally or sitting, you know, allowing in these states, as he called the Democratic states, if Biden was inciting or engaging or supporting any of the same antics that Trump is doing right now, the Democratic Party would be done. And here's the sad part. When you think about all of this that's going on, you still have people out here who say he's doing a great job, and I'm trying to figure that part out. Trump is going to win this because, you know, Biden will put that 47-year-old, you know, they talk about this 47, 89 years, 100 years ago, and I'm still trying to find all of their facts, and it's really no facts there. But it's just a lot of people, again, speaking misinformation to people who are not informed, to people who are still trying to decide where they want to vote. And you have these younger, uninformed activists or young, the people out here just uninformed or spitting out of their mouth these untruths and keep inciting this fear. If you vote for the Democratic Party, you're doomed. But you're looking at the Republican Party, we're doomed now.
Yep, there's a lot of misinformation out there, you know, it's unfortunate. I want to catch Evangelist Christie. What do you have for us this morning? I know, thanks for sharing about Rance Allen, and I wanted to know if you had any other you'd like to share with us this morning.
Sure. What I'll share with you this morning is one of the messages that Rance Allen has shared with the public at large, after he had gone through some physical challenges and some procedures and had come out of the hospital and he felt that he was recovering well, just about a year ago, he left a message, and his message was the prayers of the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous man availeth much. So even in the midst of everything that we have been experiencing in 2020, we have to pray. And not only pray, but take Henrietta's advice in terms of getting up and doing something and taking action and getting out there and voting. But along with prayer and taking action, because we know that faith without works is absolutely dead. So put our faith into action, put our words into action, communicate with your Heavenly Father, and then get out and do something about what's going on in our world. The only way that we can make a difference is if we take action, and that's in every single area of our life. We can't expect to see something different if we continue to go in the cycle of expecting something different but doing the same thing. So while the Democratic Party would be done if we had taken some of the radical approaches of others, but we can still take an approach, and that's get up, get out, vote, so that you can make a difference, and pray while you're going along your way. So those are my thoughts. I thought that was a good message that Rand had shared with us, and I wanted to share it with you all.
Great. Well, thank you. That really helps us this morning. Because so many things are going on. Like I said, I'm feeling November 1st. I'm feeling the rush already of the holidays.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to I'm looking forward to it though this year more than most, because Christmas. The holidays are going to make me think about some good things, because we've got all this COVID, the economy, the elections, all this stuff is on our mind, and I'm ready to hear some Christmas music. I'm ready for the holidays. You know, even though we can't spend it with big groups of people, we will be with our own families, which is the safest to do. I'm looking forward to the holidays. I hope to Christmas carols. You know, I just want some good things to think about. And I think the holidays are going to help us all from Thanksgiving right through to the end of the year. I've got, before we talk to Estelle Humphrey, and so far, we don't see any relations between Estelle and Missionary Humphrey. Just the same last name, but so far, no real connection yet. Probably is. You know, this is America, and we were all it was all twisted up. You know, when they brought us over here, so you never know. Because you know, how could I end up with a name like Van Tool? It's Dutch. I wonder what my real name is. You know. I don't know what area of Africa my ancestors are from, but Kimberly, I would be, that's what I really wish that I knew. I bet you if I go over there, I'll see a lot of people that look similar to me, you know, with face bone structure. I know Alex Haley did it with Roots a long time ago, and I wish I could do that now. I'd like to, you know, I like to know my real name, you know.
Right. Because
Van Tool is not. this is not my real name.
I get it.
All right. There's some notes. Franklin Wright Settlements, of course. It's one of the largest nonprofits in Michigan and one of the oldest, if not the oldest. Over 140 years this organization's been around. I'm glad to be a part of it. Kimberly's a part of it. Missionary's a part of it. And I'm a part of it. These programs are for low and moderate income families, from infants to seniors. And this is for real. This Franklin Wright has services for every member of your family. And that's why I am so glad to be a part of Franklin Wright. From feeding the homeless, Meals on Wheels, food pantry, utility assistance, counseling, Senior Outreach Services. It's just a great organization. Here's the number to call if you need services or if you'd like to contribute, because it's a nonprofit 501c3. The number is 313-579-1000. Again, 313-579-1000. And it's led by the president and CEO, Monique Marks. I've had a chance to talk to her in the past few days, and she is working hard as ever, and they are working on programs coming up between now and the end of the year. The Tireman Conference and Banquet Center, it's on the Detroit-Dearborn border. I've been over there. I've been over there for one of their Wednesday evening when they have the music going on over there. They had some Motown people coming in there on Wednesdays. And then they can hold like three major events at one time. And I was there when they did it. So I've seen it for myself. They know how to host events. Here's the number to book your event at the TCBC, the Tireman Conference and Banquet Center. They've got rental space available. The number is 313-588-0432, 313-588-0432 for the Tireman Conference and Banquet Center, TCBC, that's what they call it. If you need to fix your laptop or your desktop computers, call Optimal IT Solutions. That's my IT guy. The number is 248-796-2429. Again, Optimal IT Solutions. They can repair your laptop or your desktop computers. And, you know, we're all using computers. I went to try to buy a computer the other day, and I went to Best Buy and Walmart. They hardly had any laptop available. And I missed the sale last year where I could have gotten one for $135. They ran out. But now it's like you can't get a computer for less than $400 or $500. Everybody is in laptops with the students at home doing their online classes. So it's, you know, right now, if something goes wrong, I just call Optimal IT Solutions to fix my laptop until I can get a new one. So it's all patched up, but it's working thanks to Optimal IT Solutions. And, hey, that's the best ad ever, right? You know, this is real world, real life. While I'm waiting for my new laptop, Optimal IT Solutions is keeping this one going, and he knows all the tricks to keep it going. And he's replaced the screen for me already. He's fixed replaced the keyboard for me. I need to fix one of the hinges here. It's patched up. It's got bandages, Band-Aids on and everything, but it's working. And that's why I'm talking to you guys right now. It's proof it's working. Here's the number again for Optimal IT Solutions, 248-796-2429. All right. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Janice Winfrey on the break. It's time to vote. Don't mail your ballots. Take it down there right now. That's what she's saying. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Estelle Humphrey, the founder of Poetic Justice for God. You know, we've been talking about her lately. I got a chance to sit down to talk with her finally, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Detroit. This is Janice Winfrey, your city clerk. And as we approach the November 3rd presidential election, many of you are choosing to vote by absentee ballot. If you have not yet voted, please do not wait. Visit any one of our 23 vote centers that are open 7 days a week and cast your absentee ballot in person. If you have your ballot, do not mail it. Drop it off at one of our 30 drop boxes to ensure that it's received. For those who prefer to vote on Election Day, all of our precincts will be open. Be smart, be safe, and vote like your life depends on it, because it does.
Protection when you need it most. at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cab Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I have an interesting guest. Her name is Estelle Humphrey. She is the founder and visionary of an organization called Poetic Justice for God Ministry. God has ordained this ministry for worship through the performing arts. Estelle Humphrey is with me now. Good morning, Estelle. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Great. And a member of the Sunday morning team will be joining us on the interview too. Trevis Colvin, part of the Sunday morning team, will be here with me too. First off, Estelle, I just want to know, how long have you been doing this, this organization dedicated to gospel artistry?
For over 15 years. We started back in 2003, and the vision came from where I went to a poetry event, a girlfriend that I grew up with one of her friends, and the Holy Ghost spoke a word to me and it told me, how come I can't do this for worship? How come you can't do this for God, for me? And it just right there inspired the vision. And as I began to pray and fast, he continued to give me more vision of how he wanted to be more structured. So we started back in 2003.
Well, you know, and that's great, because there's so much out here to help, like aspiring rappers, nightclubs where people can go to, you know, hone their craft of singing. But we need something for ministry, too. Artists in the ministry. And that's a great, great idea. Obviously, something that we really needed. So what do you plan to take Poetic Justice for God? Because I see it all over social media now.
Amen. Right now, what we're trying to do is start a podcast. And in the future, we want to eventually make movies and plays and hire different artists from dance, drama, singing and dance, dancing through the worship, musicians, poets, actors, actresses, the whole nine yards for the platform. So that's what we do in the future.
What does the organization do? Let's say I'm a poet, a singer, and I come to Poetic Justice for God. What can I expect when I get there?
Basically, we'll hire you to do an event for us.
So my thing is, I started off just going to churches and just doing part of their service and being a part of their service and bringing in different talent for them and giving them an offering from supporting Justice for God ministry. So whether we got paid from the church or not, I made sure that the artists got paid, honored them, put them under a contract, a basic contract, just basically spelling out how much we'll pay them. And then from just going from to different churches and doing different or different events, the Holy Ghost took it to the next level. We created our own event, rented out different institutions, different churches, and created a Point of Justice for God event. And then from there, we started, took it to the next level and started hiring different evangelists and pastors to bringing them in to create a conference. So our last conference was in 19 was called Holy Ghost ID Check. And it was a past. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to say, so what are some of the variety of artists that you have that have come through Poetic Justice for God over the years? We know that there are singers, we know there are dancers. What other types of artists have come through Poetic Justice for God?
We had a couple of ballerinas, a couple of dancers that came from one. The last ballerina came from Chicago, and she traveled extensively, and she danced for the Harlem Theater Dance Company. So they come from all over. Mimers. We had one scheduled from Chicago, but we canceled it for this year. But we got mimers that come from all over. Rappers. We had one Nisi D. She came from Ohio. We have one in Lansing, Miss Reality, Chanel Henry. She was one of our rappers that traveled with us extensively. And musicians as well. Pastor Charles Lassiter was one of our musicians.
You've got a reach now. You've got a reach outside of Metro Detroit. So it doesn't matter then if it's in Metro Detroit or Michigan. You'll partner with any artist.
Yes. It doesn't matter. Long as you are a believer in Jesus Christ, that's the qualification. We don't sell Buddhists, but we will pray for you. We pray for salvation.
Yeah. So this is your, everybody does ministry in their way. Of course, I do poetry, and thank you for inviting me to join in with Poetic Justice for God years ago. I found some old paperwork from some events that I was performing in that you were hosting from I don't know how many years ago, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, and still remember to this day. And just to show you the impact of your organization, I'm still with you today.
Amen.
So
I can
personally vouch for Poetic Justice for God because you guys helped me, I tell you that.
Michael, this is Christy. May I chime in as well?
I appreciate all that Poetic Justice for God and you as well.
It's a recording.
So this is your ministry.
What God has ordained. I can remember when we was together, we did an outreach ministry where we fed the children. I can't even think what kind of home
I know, it's
so
long
they
ago.
Were,
it just it tells you
it
how
was,
long you guys have been around.
But we had to get release forms for the organization, and it was children that was like, it wasn't prison, but they was in, I can't remember, lockdown, but we had to get release forms and sign a release form saying that we won't violate their HIPAA rights, and how we did the worship service there and how the Holy Ghost fell that night. We allowed the children to worship. Some of them got up and did poetry, and was able to minister to them, so it's an exchange. And as we began to worship God, I remember the Holy Ghost just falling into place. And we had a pastor there, and he just began to pray. And they were young, and it was, I remember that outreach with us. And then I remember you coming to so many of the events supporting and, encouraging, because we had really just started off, Michael. So you have been truly a blessing to the Poetic Justice for God ministry, just as an access, as a mentor, in the whole nine yards.
Well, I appreciate that, and you and your organization have been a blessing to many people. It goes both ways, and so as we all have been impacted by this pandemic, how has that affected Poetic Justice for God, and what are you doing now that all these changes have gone on in this country, well, the world, since March of 2020?
Well, basically, I had already had a website, poeticjusticeforgod.net. I want you guys to kind of go to the website and subscribe. And now the only thing that's different from the website, because I have a YouTube channel, Poetic Justice for God Ministries. Check that out and subscribe. We started the blog interviews, where we're doing interviews with just different artists and pastors. That has been truly a blessing. So if you go to the website and you look under Poetic Justice for God blog interviews, you'll see all the interviews. And you can also go to the YouTube channel. And then we even started the outreach part of the ministry called Wear Your Mask Movement. So we're encouraging people to wear their masks, encouraging and teaching them about proper hygiene, hand hygiene, where the spread of infection can be cut down and the COVID-19 can be reduced just by wearing your mask and social distancing. So we're doing different videos and different challenging, encouraging people to wear their masks. And so far, you know, so far, so good. Because I'm an essential worker, and some of my colleagues have come and volunteered their time and helped me with the video. So it's been a blessing. And I've been posting them on social media and just hoping that the response has increased tremendously, and praying that they pay attention and wash their hands, proper hand
hygiene,
wear their mask, and do proper social distancing.
Great. I think that's a great program that you all are doing now with the mask, Wear Your Mask campaign. It's very important. It's simple, it's cheap, but it saves a lot of lives, too. Now, I know you do a lot. This takes up a lot of your time. It's a lot of hard work, but you have a regular full-time job, too, right? So what do you do for a living?
I'm a respiratory therapist. I've been a respiratory therapist for over 30 years. And I started off in Detroit because I was born and raised and attended Marygrove College in Detroit for respiratory therapy. So I trained at the DMC. So I always tell them I'm DMC born, and certain people understand what that means. And basically, I started traveling in 2016 to different areas of Michigan, which made it even more. I'm on the west side now. So I'm working in Kalamazoo. I'm working in Grand Rapids. I'm working in Grand Haven. And eventually I'll be coming out of Michigan and working in Indiana as well. And I'm in nursing school. I'm in school to get my RN. So I got a lot on my plate. I have set goals, and I'm thanking God for the vision and the provision that he has given to me.
It's amazing how you are able to juggle all that and do all that and help artists, gospel artists, through your ministry. I know we just got a couple of minutes left in this segment. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to, is there something that you wanted to communicate or say that we have not covered about your ministry and what you're trying to do?
Well, basically, just continue to pray for the ministry and subscribe to the website, poeticjusticeforgod.net. We have a blog. We have different pastors that send in their material to be placed on the blog, and not just poets, some poets as well, and another inspirational writer. That's different writers that's also sent in their work. You can send it in. My name EstelleHumphrey@yahoo.com. And also, just continue to pray for the ministry as we go forth in ministry during this pandemic and the transition forth.
Great. I know you know Trevis Colvin, co-host here, one of the Sunday morning team, and I just wanted her to say something before I know we just got about a minute left, but I just wanted to connect you guys real quickly here. Trevis, it's Estelle Humphrey on the line.
Good morning, Estelle. How are you?
I'm good, Ms. Trevis. How are you, Ms. Colvin?
All is well. I'm so glad that you could join us on this morning. It's been great. I look forward to continuing this relationship, and we want to see what God is going to do with Poetic Justice for God. He's doing great things, and you're just on fire, and I want you to be encouraged. You've given us some good information. This interview's been great, and so we're praying for good success. Amen?
Amen.
All right, well, I'm going to turn you back over to Mr. Van Tool. He's going to close us out and everything, but again, I'm so glad that you could join us on this morning, and we look forward to hearing more from you and watching what God is doing in Poetic Justice and with Poetic Justice for God.
Thank you so much, Trevis. You said it all. I don't even have to say anything else. You got it. But thank you so much, Estelle Humphrey, founder of Poetic Justice for God Ministries. God bless you. Thank you, Estelle.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I'm sure that everything is going to be all right. Earlier with Estelle Humphrey, and it did sound live, didn't it? I was sitting there, and I was like, okay, that's
Absolutely. Eerie.
That sounded so
real. It sounded
real. Really
good. It sounded really good.
And, you know, thanks to my engineering team, Billy T. Billy T is working with me now and does all of our production work. So we've teamed up with one of the great DJs that used to be on KISS FM, and now he does the engineering work for us now. So all this stuff that you hear on all the technical stuff is Billy T. So thanks, Billy T, for helping us and putting all this together and helping us to produce, you know, do the technical aspects of the show. So that's a good thing. But, yeah, Poetic Justice for God, I found, you know, during COVID, we all got to cleaning, and I went through some of my old boxes in my basement, and I found stuff I didn't even realize how much Poetic Justice for God was involved in my early success. And thanks to Estelle, she was one of those people. You know, two Humphreys helped me when I was starting out in poetry. Not, you know, of course, Duran Records and Affirmation Publishing and the Goff family, but Missionary Humphrey and Estelle Humphrey were instrumental, because Estelle put me on some programs that she had, along with my performances down at the different cafes, because I was going out doing performances at different cafes around town. And so we put it all together. And I'm just ready to get this second book out. It's taken so long. It got slowed down by COVID, but it's there, and the publishing company has most of it, and hopefully next year we can have that second book come out. So those of you who have some extra time to stay on the line, we are gonna talk about some politics for the next few minutes as we approach 10 o'clock right now. Thanks to those of you who have dialed in and are listening to us on the phone right now. And then thank you to those of you who are streaming online on blogtalkradio.com. And those of you who will listen to the show during the week, because we get people that click in, if they can't listen to us today, they click in during the week. So thank you all for listening to the show. We're here every Sunday at 9 o'clock. I don't know if any of you have any comments about the interview with Estelle before we move on.
Just wanted to say that was a really great interview with Estelle, and the work that she's doing through her ministry is unique. It's fun, and it's a great platform for artists of all sorts, you know, poetry, singers, dancers, ministers. It's just a great platform. And I'm looking forward to the next opportunity. Maybe we can all go and join in and see for ourselves, experience what she does through her ministry. And kudos to Estelle for reinventing the ministry during COVID. We've all had to adjust and make changes in order to share what God has given us. So kudos to Estelle.
Yes, absolutely. She's used to hosting events, live events, with people in the audience and a stage and a platform for everybody. And now she's gone, you know, on social media. But that's the way things are. And I think it's most of this is going to be here, Kimberly, after COVID. Most of this, I think, it's going to be here. It's not going to go away. It's going to be here, you know, in one form or another.
Mm-hmm. Right. People are angry. They, you know, people were posting on social media last year talking about anger a year in advance before the election. Now we're just seeing things ramp up. It's going to be interesting because I think the transition between whether Trump is reelected or Biden is elected, we pray that Biden is elected. But the next 3 months, the rest of November, December, and part of January are going to be very scary. And there are some places, I had a social media conversation yesterday where some people were saying there are certain places that we should not go back to. So where Henrietta said, when she was watching the video and the pictures of people being being maced with pepper spray in North Carolina. Yes, Henrietta, we are back to that. And it is sad to think that it's 2020, and this president, Trump, has shown us the things that were boiling and simmering beneath the surface with the anxiety, racism, anger, and just pure hate that is in this country. And unfortunately, you have to deal with it. You know, Christy Lasseter will tell you, you will have to continue to pray, keep safe, follow the word of God, and just use some common sense. And hopefully we can all come out of this unscathed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And unfortunately, President Trump has fanned these flames. And he is he has played the biggest part in building up this division and hatred and encouraging it. And I can tell you right now that history will not be kind to Trump and his administration and his family for ripping this country apart to where we're at right now. It's a very serious thing, and I don't know how we're going to, well, through prayer, that's the biggest thing, that this damage can be repaired, because this division is right down the middle of this country right now, and we can
it really
see.
Is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're gonna switch up a little bit. The election is coming up on Tuesday, and I am going to be actually preparing, starting tomorrow, my polling center. To help get it set up tomorrow evening. Then I'm going to be there at 5 a.m. They've asked us, all the workers, the poll workers. Janice Winfrey has asked us all to be there at 5 a.m., which is earlier than we normally would be. So we're going to be there from 5 a.m. Getting things set up. And I don't expect that I'll get back home until about 1:30 Tuesday night, because I am the chairperson, so I also have to take the ballots. Me and a second individual take the ballots down to the election center to be counted. So it's going to be a long day, and it's going to be a lot. I hope that most people have voted, and I believe they have. So I hope it's not going to be wall to wall on Tuesday, only because I'm hoping that most people have already voted. It's so critical. I did catch some of the campaigning. Of course, you know, Trump is just, I don't know where he gets this energy from. Obviously, he's got to be tired. His team has to be tired. I mean, he's been just doing one campaign after another. You know, because that's all he's got left right now. All he's got left is these campaigning in airplane hangars in mm-hmm. wherever he goes, because he barely gets off the plane. He gets off the plane to step up on the stage right there at the airport, in the airport hangar, in the freezing cold or in the burning heat, wherever he goes. I guess you have to wear your red and white. You have to wear your MAGA hats. And it's not a very inclusive event. You know, if you don't have any of that stuff on, you probably won't even, like, they won't even accept you, because you know they intimidate people. If we wanted to be at a MAGA rally, they probably wouldn't even want to let you in. They'd probably harass you. So I don't even think, you know, we're welcome at one of those events. They would probably question you, question your credentials, trying to get in there, you know, like how it's always done whenever you go somewhere. The same feeling mm-hmm. you get when you walk into a high-end store, want to know, help you. They're not asking to help you. They're really saying, well, what are you here for? You know, mm-hmm. you know, you right. have to be here. And mm-hmm. That's the same thing I would feel going to a MAGA rally. So, Henrietta, maybe you should go and try it out and see if how we're welcome. I don't want to try it.
Maybe, I would walk up in there like they did when Hillary was running. You had a lot of Trump supporters that just, you know, but he didn't turn anybody away, because we felt like if you're here, you have a right to speak how you feel, but you're not going to come there and, you know, and disrupt and be, you know, be disrespectful. But I guarantee you, you're not going to walk up into a Trump rally with a Biden shirt on if you're going to make it out alive, or at least with your
exactly.
two legs, because that's just how
even if you went in there, dressed, Henrietta, even if you walked into a MAGA rally with regular, you know, with a Trump T-shirt, I bet you they'd still question you as to why you're there.
They would.
They don't want you there.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, no, they're trying to figure out where you are. They want to know where your loyalty is. They probably have a loyalty check at the gate. So,
right.
You know, it's one of those things. That's just how suppressed it is. You have diehard supporters, almost to the point of a Hitler-type situation, where these people they give their lives for this man. They literally will give their lives for this man to win and take lives for this
it
man
seems
to
like
win.
It's
so
such,
that's where we are.
It seems like it's such a closed community. They're not open to people.
Yeah.
You look at the rallies, and it doesn't include people of color. It
not
doesn't.
Right.
You know,
very few people of color. You see one black person in a far crowd. You'll see a couple of Hispanics over to the. They spread them out, but it's definitely not a rainbow.
Or they'll put them up on the stage
there.
Behind the president, so that they could be seen on the nightly news.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know. I saw Barack Obama was here. The cameras followed him after he left one of the events. I think it was in Flint. He picked up a basketball from the
mm-hmm.
three-point line. It went right in solid three-pointer. And
because he's just that good.
Obama swag.
He's good at everything he does.
He's good at everything. He's
look,
a genuine. He's genuine.
Then he dropped the mic. He said, this is what I do. This is what we do.
Right.
And walked out. I mean.
Absolutely.
I would say that's a few thousand votes right there.
Yes, it is. You know, a couple of friends of mine, community activists, they were there from the very beginning of that program to the very end, and we talked last night, and they said the energy there was just heavenly. It was just like breathing fresh air from the country. It was so refreshing. It was very refreshing, and people felt the positivity of change in that atmosphere. So I tell you, I can't even imagine what the atmosphere feel like at a Trump rally. I don't wouldn't know if it felt like, you know, poison in the air, suffocation, because the hatred and the lies that's all in through those events is just heartbreaking. Not even to mention the fact that people are not wearing masks. And the fact that you could catch the coronavirus, your chances of coming to a super spreader, the audacity to even name his event the Trump super spreader virus event, that is some evil mess. That's like an introduction to a cult. Like I'm telling you, if you come here, you're going to catch it. And people are lining up to catch coronavirus. So the difference in both of those events is right down the middle. You got, you know, it's like good and evil, like literally.
Yes. I also, there are a couple of big races. I don't know if any of you have been following some of the big races out of state. Georgia's got some races. I think Kentucky. Mitch McConnell is in a tight race. Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham.
Oh, my God. He is in such bad shape that Fox News cut him off. Because they were trying to do an interview with him, and all he wanted to do was do fundraising, reach out to the Fox audience to tell them to, call whatever number or go to his website and send him a donation. And they literally, I watched it, they cut him off. And Laura Ingraham went on to another topic. Because he was just so disrespectful and so desperate. Mm-hmm. And I hope he loses. I hope Mitch McConnell loses. They've got some strong Democrats running right now. And then I also found out that Mitch McConnell is also helping to do fundraising for others. Even orchestrating and engineering money to be sent to people in other states like John James here. And this Gary Peters, John James race is pretty tight.
Tight.
Peters is getting clobbered by these ads.
Well, I feel like Peters need to stick to the plan and just prove his record, because they're attacking his record. And I know for a fact that Peter works when he works. I don't know what John James do. And that's what I tell people, other than the fact he has a business here, he employed people. I get that. So a lot of his votes are probably coming from that base and their families and being appreciative that, you know, you have a young black man who owns a warehouse business and that's able to, you know, employ people. So I'm thinking a lot of his votes are coming from that base. But, you know, at the end of the day, what is it that he's done politically to help this that shows that he's involved in anything that's going to be in regards to Michigan? Where's your record? And this is what I keep telling the voters. Vote on record. Vote on facts. Not on what a person say they're going to do, because if they haven't shown that they've been doing it anyway, what make us think they're going to do it now? We have to go by that. So, but it's so tight because of the money that's coming in. And, you know, the ads are what they are. And they're saying some hurtful and harmful things about Peters. that I know for a fact is not true. So, you know.
Yeah, you know, if this was true, we would have heard about this. If this, if all this stuff was true about Gary Peters, wouldn't we have heard about this before?
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden now we're hearing this from one person a few weeks before the election. So we know.
Can I share something?
Yeah, go right ahead. Yeah.
So life is funny. So my husband works for DMC in Detroit. And he works at Sinai Grace. And so he works in mental health. John James was in the neighborhood on Friday. And I was so proud of my husband because he engaged him. And John James and crew were, it was funny. They were passing out signs, you know, putting signs up and down 6 Mile. And my husband was helping one of the ladies outside of the mental health facility into her vehicle. She had a ride share to get home. And she said, "Isn't that John James?" And my husband said, "Yeah, that looks like him." So he told the gentleman, he said, "Well, what are you doing?" He said, "Oh, I'm putting out a John James sign." And he was pretty proud of himself. And my husband was like, "You can't put a John James sign here." And he said, "Oh, well, wait, do you know his platform and all this?" So he invited John James to come over to the building to talk to them. And, of course, because of COVID, not everyone can come to the building. So there were two things that were specifically asked because a few people came to the front. One gentleman said, "Listen, my mother is on Social Security. You guys are trying to take it away. What do you have in place?" And he couldn't say that he had a plan in place. He said he wanted to go to Washington to work on a plan. That's number one. Number two, my husband said, "Well, if you're 2,000% with Trump and he wants to do that, what plan are you talking about?" He didn't have any response to come back to that. In terms of affordable care, he had no response to that either. I was so proud of my husband. I'm like, "Yeah,
yes.
you've been listening.
Your husband. Snap, 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 snap. Yes."
But I say that to say it's just an ad. They are attack ads that are designed to grab your attention, but you have to really dig deep and look to see what people have done. And even if you don't know anything about Gary Peters, you don't know any of the things that he's done, and he's done a lot, remember that if that seat is split to John James, affordable care will be in greater jeopardy than what is already. Exactly, Henry.
Yes.
It will be gone.
Yes.
Even if we get Biden in the White House, they will overturn it. And then that means that Biden will have to spend extra time trying to get it back. So Gary Peters needs our vote, just like Biden Harris. My husband and I voted absentee. We dropped our ballots off yesterday. Satellite centers in Detroit are open today from 9 to 2. So if you need to go and vote, go vote today. You can drop your ballots off at a satellite center, actually hand it to someone, and they will take it from you, or you can still drop it at a ballot box.
You know, most people don't include their families in the political ads. But John James has thrown his wife, his kids, his
grandmother, father. Oh my God, he's so snaky. That's some snaky mess.
That's when you're getting desperate.
He's thrown a bunch of people. He's thrown all his family in it. You know, Sheriff Benny Napoleon had to make a statement the other day that he was not in one of John James' ads. There's an ad where they're sitting at a table in a restaurant talking, and there is an individual sitting at the table, and it's just shown for a brief second or two, and it looks very similar to Benny Napoleon. I looked at it, and I thought
I swear, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was like, Benny Napoleon is on John James, see? Oh, I was getting mad.
That was intentional. That was intentional.
You know, those things are there are no mistakes in these ads. There are no mistakes.
Nope.
It was very intentional, and including, you know, bringing in his family, because it deflects us from the real thing. So, they do it because it's working. Hundreds of thousands, millions of people that are watching these commercials, they're going to see his family. They're gonna vote for him because of that. Because his grandmother and stuff like that. But But we got to remember, if we put somebody like John James in, he's going to vote and stay on the party line as Republican. Now, he's got an ad running now, which is, this is another thing. There's a the ad that he just cut, John James, in the last 48 hours. And he makes comments about being
Michigan,
being a black kid from the
from Detroit.
He's not from Detroit. He was not born and raised in this city.
That's what I said. When I saw that commercial last week, I was like, he is not. I said, John James is not from. I went on my social media, and I said, please, I said, people, please understand, John James is not a Detroiter. He was not born and raised there.
No,
and
he was raised in Bloomfield Hills.
And that he will vote for the protections of health care no matter who's president.
No.
Even if he has to disagree with his own party. So he makes those, you know, and that, I'm telling you, people are going to look to that and they'll be like, oh, he's independent. Well, then if he's independent, why isn't he an independent? He's a Republican.
Right. Exactly.
You
know? Republican.
So
he's trying to
reinvent himself here.
Yeah.
With
two days
to go.
Well, the latest commercial, Michael, was just on. It came out Saturday, I think it was Friday, or might have been Friday evening, early Saturday, where he has this thing talking about, you know, comes on almost like what Snyder did when he brought Michigan in. He showed these pictures of Michigan and the Great Lakes and started saying all these wonderful things that people are getting drawn in by that. And then it's like, that's John James. And I'm like, no, it's not. You know, this Michigan commercial he got when he talks about being a family man, being a worker, and you know it comes on very angelically, and then you see John James pop up, and I'm like, wow, that right there was some strategy, because you know that you gotta narrow that tightening, you gotta push it to the finish line. So I'm going to social media reminding people, don't fall for that. It's like a person shaking your hand with one hand and behind their back they got a dagger waiting for you to be off guard so they can stab you. You have to pay attention to these people. And this is what I say to my, when I'm engaging people all week long, or rather all for the last 2 months in this race, pay attention to the facts. Stop getting mesmerized by the glitz, because glitz is just what it is. It's glitz. And so I like
that's
the commercial when Devin Scillian caught him on one of those commercials where, you know, Devin Scillian was asking him about the Affordable Care, and he was like, yeah, you know, you say you want to shoot it down, you want to do this, and what you say you want to repeal it, what do you have in plan? And John James tried to jump in, repeal it and what? He was really trying to, you know, and so Devin got him. And so with the question, it caught John James off guard again.
Yep,
because,
there is no plan.
You know, there is no plan.
There is no plan. He just wants to replace it or repeal it. Take it away.
All right. Sunday morning team, we are coming down to the last few minutes. We got about 5 minutes left. I'm just looking at my counter here, 6 minutes and 32 seconds. I just wanted to take a short space and break before we come back and wrap things up. So we'll be right back to wrap things up after these messages.
Hello, Detroit. This is Janice Winfrey, your city clerk. And as we approach the November 3rd presidential election, many of you are choosing to vote by absentee ballot. If you have not yet voted, please do not wait. Visit any one of our 23 vote centers that are open 7 days a week and cast your absentee ballot in person. If you have your ballot, do not mail it. Drop it off at one of our 30 drop boxes to ensure that it's received. For those who prefer to vote on Election Day, all of our precincts will be open. Be smart, be safe, and vote like your life depends on it, because it does.
Protection when you need it most. At a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Sunday morning, Trevis even chatted in. She said some people are predicting a civil war coming up after November 3rd. I hope it doesn't get anywhere near that. But I know a lot of these right wing people are really agitated, and I know they're going to be upset if they lose on Tuesday. But I don't think that this country is going to let that happen.
I don't think that's going to happen. I see that there was an interview that was given by a reporter, and I was looking at political news yesterday, where in Michigan, the rural part of Michigan, there's a militia that's gearing up and training in almost a military style format. In case they're saying in these interviews, if Trump don't get in, there will be war. And I'm like, why? Well, why is there going to be war? Like,
right.
What,
let me tell you this. Biden and
Harris. This country cannot go backwards. And
yeah,
these people are in secret. And it's always been. It's just now that Trump has opened the floodgate to show people this is where we've always been. Other politicians were able to contain it, the lid off of it, to show the hatred, the racism, and all that's been brewing for a very long time. And I don't think it ever went away, even during the 60s, when civil rights was when we were going, when our parents and grandparents were going through it. I think what happened, it got contained, and when Trump took the lid off, and here we are.
Biden and Harris are going to take firm control on January 1st, whenever they're sworn in. And this is, we're going to get back to real law and order. There's going to be a mask, national mask policy. There's going to be law and order. And the United States military is going to be in firm control when Biden and Harris take over. And even the Republicans are going to be glad that this circus is over after November 3rd. All right, what an energetic and fun morning this morning, Sunday morning team. Thanks for being a part of this. Kimberly Batchelor-Davis, thank you so much for your input.
Thank you.
Henrietta Ivy, thank you so much. We want to thank Christy Laster. She had to go to do her services this morning. And, of course, Trevis was off this morning busy too. So thank you guys, and we're going to go out listen to my friend Randall Smith as we go out this morning. See you next Sunday right here on Blog Talk Radio, 9 o'clock next Sunday with Community Highlights with Mr. Mary Hattie. Have a great day, everybody.
God bless. Don't forget to vote.
God bless.
You are everything. You are everything. You're more than a mother, father, sister, brother. You are.